Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack. I'm Chris. I'm Bob Massa. And so today I'll be reading from Consumer Reports. We're going to continue with our CR Insights, and we're going to talk about some great grills for $800 or less. And here we go. Great grills for $800 or less. So if you've been thinking about replacing your old grill this summer, could be the time to score a deal on a top-notch model. Grill prices tend to drop around July 4th with the biggest savings on last year's models, says Nisha Servakumar, senior CR market analyst for grills. And while some large and even mid-sized grills can cost more than $3,000, our testing reveals that you don't need to spend that much to get great grilling performance. And we've created a list of lower-priced models that cook evenly in our tests and are easy to use no matter what size or style you're looking for. Let's start with gas grills. Now, these grills preheat quickly and have stainless steel or coated cast iron grates, which maintain even grilling temperatures better than other grill types. A slide-out tank tray makes changing the propane tank easier. And their number one rated one here at 85 overall score. It's large with stainless steel grates. Monument Grills, 77352, $730. Next is a midsize with stainless steel grates. Even Embers Gas, 8560 AS, 76 overall score and a cost of $400. And if you're just looking for a small one, we got one here that was called Small with Coated Cast Iron Grates, Permasteel, the PG4301BK, $380 and, for cost, and an overall score of 70. And if you're looking more for the traditional charcoal grills, if you like a barrel shape, get a grill like the Dynaglow, which they list below, which has a cool door for adding and rearranging coals. On a Komodo-style grills, we like multiple dampers for temperature control, and on smaller kettle grills, look for a long warranty. So again, we'll start with the Dynaglow they just mentioned, which is DGN576DNCD. $300 in cost and 81 overall score. And the Komodo style with multiple dampers, a Pit Boss K22 ceramic, 71220, 800 overall score, 800 price, 70 overall score. And finally, they have a small Weber 22-inch 144-02001, has a 10-year warranty, and an overall score of 67. And finally, if you prefer pellet grills, these are the flavor of a smoker with the convenience of a gas grill. Look for one with a large hopper, so that you can cook longer without needing to add more pellets. Built-in temperature probes let you monitor food without opening the lid. And their first big choice here is, a Dynaglow Signature Series DGSS 700BPWD kit. $500, 76 overall score. Next, a 15-pound hopper. Grills well at high and low temps, and it's a LifeSmart SCS P760 grill, $380, 72 overall score. And finally, we have an 18-pound hopper with Wi-Fi and built-in probe. It's a Traeger Pro 575 TFB 57 GLE. $800 and an overall score of 70. How about some top-notch coolers. A cooler that doesn't keep things chilled can leave you with a warm drinks and a puddle of melted ice. CR tester Jose Amaquita evaluated 6 popular coolers to discover which are easier to carry and how well they actually keep drinks chilled on long, hot days. And here, 3 coolers that get the job done and 1 that doesn't. So the editor's pick is the Coleman Chiller 9-quart portable cooler for $30. Fits 7 12-ounce cans plus ice, weighs 2.9 pounds. This sturdy, hard-sided cooler is a great buy, keeping drinks icy cold for 3 hours at room temperatures and 2 hours at 100 degree Fahrenheit, almost as long as another one they're going to describe here, which is called the Yeti, but for $170 or less. The Yeti, as we discussed, is a top-performing splurge. Yeti Hopper Flip 8 soft cooler for $200, fits 8 12-ounce cans plus ice and weighs 2.9 pounds. The Yeti cooler was a top performer in keeping drinks thoroughly chilled. The semi-soft sides and long shoulder strap make carrying slightly easier than the Coleman, but both coolers weigh about the same when empty. And their final choice here is super compact and lightweight. It's an RTIC 6-can everyday cooler, $25, 12 6-ounce cans and ice, and weighs about a pound. The cooler's insulation is about half as thick as the Coleman and Yeti's, and there was slightly more ice meltage during our testing. Still, this compact cooler was able to get 6 cans without a problem. And one they say to skip, which is the Carhartt Deluxe Lunch Cooler, $30. 9 12-ounce cans plus ice and weighs about 7/10 of a pound. But with very thin insulation, this cooler was the worst at maintaining a cold temperature, as Emma Gossett said. Here's one that says, from Money Saver, get the last dollar from your gift card. Nearly half of all U.S. adults are hanging on to at least one unused gift card, according to a 2023 survey by a consumer finance company, Bankrate. But what can you do with a gift card that says has a balance of like $4.36? Store-branded gift cards can often be used for partial payment in-store or on a retailer's website with the balance charged to your credit card or debit card. But if you don't think you want to buy anything else from that store just to recoup a few dollars, here are some other ways to redeem every cent. Go to a physical store and ask the merchant to give you cash. Some states require retailers to give consumers cash on request in person if their gift card falls below a certain value. For example, in Colorado, you can request cash for any card worth less than $5. Learn about the card laws in your state at classification.org/gift-card-laws. No gift card law where you live? Ask the store for cash anyway, says Cassandra Hoppe, an analyst at Wallet Hub. The worst case is they'll say no. Your card may look like it's branded to just one store, but major retailers will often allow you to spend the gift card at one of their sister stores. For example, a Gap gift card can be redeemed at Gap Factory, Banana Republic Factory, Old Navy, or Althea. To see what sister stores a retailer may have, go to its website. PotteryBarn.com, for example, lists all of its sister brands, including West Elm and Williams-Sonoma, at the top of its main web page. Or you can reload the car and re-gift it. Some stores allow you to add money to the balance, giving you the option to put a little more cash on a card and then give it to someone else, Happy says. Macy's, for example, allows gift customers to reload gift cards in the store. Or you can donate it. You can donate the balance of a Visa, MasterCard, or Amex, or even a store-branded gift card to a nonprofit for people in need through a site called giftcardsforchange.com. Also, if you want to have an impact on your local community, see if your local food bank or shelter will take the gift card, Happy says. Under the heading of Health Update, we have this one that says the Constipation Fixer. Up to half of older adults have chronic constipation. Whether that bathroom problem is constant or just occasional, there are a few ways to find relief if you've experienced it. You may have already been talked to your doctor about the diet and lifestyle moves that combat the constipation, like eating fiber-rich foods, but there's a product now being advertised heavily on TV that some research has found to be helpful. It's called the Squatty Potty, and it's a footstool that users put their feet on while sitting on the toilet. The position, which straightens one's pelvic floor, seems to reduce the strain of pooping, according to Darren M. Brenner, M.D., a professor of gastroenterology and hepatology at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. So they say this about the Squatty Potty bamboo flip, which costs you $40. To accommodate different users in toilet house, this bamboo version can be rotated to either 7 or 9 inches in height. And for even more comfort, a taller toilet. They have one here by Glacier Bay, a Beck, a GBTO-103 dual flush elongated, 17 inches in height, $240. Unlike a standard bowls with rims 14 to 15 inches off the floor, most comfort height toilets are 17 to 19 inches, so it's easier to get on and off the throne. We have one here called a bidet attachment, the Deluxe Bidet Neo 120 for $40. A low-cost way to cleanse your nether parts with water. This Neo bidet connects to your existing toilet seat. Doesn't need to be plugged in. It's mechanical and has water pressure control. And then we got something about toilet paper. The White Cloud 3-ply, $28 for 4 rolls. While we don't currently test toilet paper, we've evaluated popular brands a few years ago and found that White Cloud toilet paper was softer than offerings from Cottonelle, Scott, and other big brands. So, now let's move over into product update. And we're going to talk about your home security toolkit. From locks and video doorbells to whole house security systems, we've got the best products to protect your place, according to Daniel Warklosky. Our homes are usually where we feel safest, and that's why it's so important to keep them secure. A burglary robs you not only of your possessions, but also your comfort and stability. But there's good news on this front. Conventional burglaries, people breaking into homes to steal valuables, have dropped by 70%. Since the late 1980s, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Hundreds of thousands of these crimes still occur every year. However, and they have been joined by a rising tide of package thefts from the front porches, an act now known as a porch piracy. To combat burglaries both in front of your door and inside, you need the right home security gear. A strong door lock is the critical starting point. Whether you live in an apartment, a townhouse, or a house widely separated from your neighbors. A video doorbell camera is a great addition for most everyone, but it's especially important if your home opens onto the street, whether you have neighbors nearby or not. And finally, security professionals also recommend a home security system Whether you live in a freestanding house with easy access to ground-level windows or way up in a high-rise apartment, having a security system is no longer a luxury, and everyone should have a level of personal home security, including apartment dwellers, says Kirk McDaniel, president of MacGuard Security Advisors and an industry consulting group. Large apartment complexes may have a roving security officer or a doorman, which is a good thing, but those people need to take breaks, may become distracted or miss warning signs of a criminal, he says. Investing in a home security system can be expensive, but you can recoup part of that price by applying for a discount on your homeowner's insurance. And keep in mind that in addition to guarding against break-ins, these systems can respond in case of medical emergencies, fires, and floods. So let's start by choosing the right lock. The first step in home security is to install a good deadbolt on your front door. The type of lock can be can vary based on your preferences. Deadbolts that excel in our labs, such as the Bully Grade 2 lock for $150, have proved that you can withstand lock picking, yes, like in the movies, being opened by a criminal equipped with a cordless drill, or simply getting kicked in. Quality varies widely, and you can't tell how secure a lock is just by looking at it or even by buying one from a reputable brand. The same company may sell both excellent and low-quality products. Check the ratings that they have done on page 25 of this book. The locks we all grew up with would open with a key, but there was a good reason to consider buying an electronic lock that has a keypad, which you open using a pin. Many of these locks let you use a key as well. You can give the pin to family members as well as routine visitors like dog walkers and housekeepers, and it's much safer than leaving a key under the doormat. A number of locks with keypads, such as the highly rated Yale Assure, let you lock and unlock a door remotely from an app. Let's say you're out running errands and you can't remember if you locked up. The app will tell you. These smart locks are also great for letting in visitors, such as a plumber or cleaning service while you're away. The app will keep timestamp logs of who comes and goes so you can see exactly when they finished up and left. That's the basic idea behind Smart Lock, but there are several more variations that you might find useful. Locks such as the QuickSet Halo Touch offer fingerprint scanners for unlocking the door, a handy feature if you tend to forget your pins. Some newer locks, such as the Schlage Encode, let you unlock a door with the tap of an Apple Watch or an iPhone, the same way you can pay for things in a store. Finally, there's a way to get the benefits of a smart lock without replacing all your hardware. Retrofit models, such as the August Wi-Fi Smart Lock, replace your existing deadbolt interior turn thumb turn knob, while the rest of your lock remains unchanged. The lock can now be controlled through an app, but you can continue using your existing key when you want it. You can install a new deadbolt yourself if you don't want to hire a locksmith. One piece of advice, though, use a 3-inch screws to install the box strike plate where the deadbolt enters the door frame instead of a shorter screws included in most packages. This will strengthen your lock against kick-ins. So a couple of the locks that we've talked about, but here's one that they recommend highly. It's a Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Smart Lock, Touch and Wi-Fi. $230 is the price, and I guess $180, an additional price for whatever else you need. Overall score, this model connects directly to your home Wi-Fi network and scores well for ease of remote access. We then also have a QuickSet Juno, $50, and had an overall score of 80. And we then have a electronic lock, which is a QuickSet Smart Code 915, costing $180, overall score of 80. And they say this electronic deadbolt can be installed with just a screwdriver, and it earns stellar scores for resisting kick-ins and lockpicks. It's not as secure against a thief with a drill, though. Next, we go to adding video doorbells and cameras. Video doorbells are security cameras combined with an intercom and an old-fashioned doorbell with a button for visitors to press. They're a great way to see who comes and goes, as well as to catch thieves in the act so you can attempt to stop them, say, by yelling at them through the doorbell's two-way intercom or calling the police. They can also provide valuable video evidence if your home is burglarized. Security benefits aside, video doorbells are simply handy to own. They serve as a digital equivalent of a doorman, allowing you to greet visitors when you're in a distant part of your house or not at home at all, give instructions for package deliveries, and even take messages like an answering machine. These devices have caught on quickly since being introduced around 10 years ago. 30% of Americans now have one in their homes, according to a nationally representative survey of 2,070 adults conducted by Consumer Reports in November of 2023. That number has doubled from 15% in early 2020, according to a previous CR survey. Some video doorbells have colored night vision to help you identify people approaching your home more easily. Many models, like the TP-Link Casa Smart KD at $40, also let you set up customizable monitoring zones. That means you can receive alerts when there's a motion in some spots, like your walkway, but not others, such as a busy street in front of your house. A growing number of doorbells can also tell the difference between people, packages, vehicles, and animals. They can send you only the important alerts. For example, you might want to hear about a person in your driveway at midnight, but skip an alert about an animal, which might just be the pesky raccoon on the prowl again. And here are two more details to consider. First, all video doorbells can record video, but they store it either on a micro SD card like the one you might have in a digital camera or online. If you choose a doorbell with online storage, you'll need to pay an ongoing fee. For example, the highly rated Simply Safe Doorbell Pro SS23 has a subscription fee of $10 per month. Second, consider the power source for your video doorbell. Only about half of Americans have low-voltage doorbell wiring in their homes, according to CR's 2023 survey. If your home includes this wiring, you have the option of buying a hardwired video doorbell. Doing that means you'll never have to worry about recharging batteries. It's not difficult for handy homeowners to install one of these, but you can also hire an electrician to do the job. The other option is a battery-powered video doorbell that can be mounted anywhere. They're helpful if your home doesn't have doorbell wiring or if the existing wiring is in a spot that won't give the camera a great view. You can usually charge the batteries with a USB cable. A handful of battery-powered doorbells can also be connected to small solar panels, available as accessories that slowly charge the devices. You can boost your security by adding additional external cameras that can see parts of your property not visible from the doorbell. A very promising new version is the floodlight camera, which goes with two bright lights. They're especially useful if you're worried about car theft because most of them have loud sirens that you can set off manually to scare away thieves. Floodlight cameras such as a highly rated Google Nest Cam with a floodlight are best suited for wide open areas outside your home, including driveways, patios, and yards. Installing them high up over these areas, such as in roof peaks, will give you the best view. Many floodlight cameras are hardwired for power to replace existing floodlights, but there are also some plug-in, battery, and solar-powered options on the market. Like video doorbells and other home security cameras, These devices record and store video either in the cloud as part of a subscription service or locally on a micro SD card. These cameras can also differentiate objects like people, packages, vehicles, and animals. So here's some of their recommendations. For a doorbell camera, their pick here is a Arlo Video Doorbell, and it's an AVD-4001, $110 with an overall score of 84. Next, they recommended a RingGen 2-2020 for $100. And it says the RingGen 2-2020 offers a high-quality video and better data security than most models. It also sends notifications to your phone quickly. And this had an overall score of 71. And lastly, they have a Eufy Video Doorbell wired, $330. The video doorbell has two cameras, one pointed outward to spot visitors to your home and the other pointed down to keep an eye on your packages. An overall score of 74. And we also talked about floodlights. And here we have three that are recommended. One is the Google Nest Cam with a floodlight, $250. Rich with smart features, this model is unique in offering free object detection for people, animals, and vehicles. An overall score of 79. Then there's a Blink wired floodlight cam, $90. The Blink floodlight cam has fewer smart features than some other options, but it excels in video quality and response time. Features include a siren, has an overall score of 78. And the last one recommended is an Arlo Pro 3 floodlight, $250. This camera gives you a choice of power supplies. It runs off a rechargeable battery or a 25-foot card, which is sold separately for $50. And the overall score here was 65. So the last ad we're going to talk about is picking a home security system. Home security systems have sensors to monitor the doors and windows of your home, detecting motion and the sound of glass breaking. They can be connected to a professional monitoring service, which will dispatch the police in the event of a burglary. But that's not all. Most systems also work with smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Some systems, such as the highly rated Adobe IOTA, even let you summon help in a medical emergency. Each system operates slightly different, but in general, you push a wireless panic button to summon the police to your home and have a dispatcher call you. With medical alert systems, a dispatcher will send medics if they can't reach you. The biggest question to ask yourself for shopping for a home security system is whether you want one that you install yourself or a system where professionals come in to do this setup. Regardless of whether you are a pro installer system, the monitoring fee will typically cover cellular backup services to keep it running in the event of a power or internet outage. Many companies charge a single fee for all cellular backup and monitoring services, which can include monitoring for fires, carbon monoxide, water leaks, and even medical emergencies. Some also offer plans that include cloud storage for their video doorbells and home security cameras. One perk of a home security system, it might get you a discount on your insurance, Mark McDowell of the Security Council says. You can expect a savings of 10-18% for homeowners insurance and 12-15% for renters. Many companies will want you to have a professional monitoring, though, so check first to see if your insurer offers a discount with a self-monitored system. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading from the May-June issue, and I've been reading from Consumer Reports. So that's it for now. I'm Bob Massa, and so long until the next time.